KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, and it continues to be 6 degrees above zero. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a high of 11. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news from around the state today, more than 5 million Americans are currently living with Alzheimer's disease, and the number is expected to grow as high as 16 million by the year 2050. Researchers at the University of Iowa are studying ways to help the caregivers of family members or friends who have Alzheimer's or another form of dementia. The study's director, Diane Blyler, says one of the greatest challenges for those caregivers is the uncertainty of the disease.
You can't say, okay, if someone has a diagnosis and there's a number of kinds of dementia, that this is going to happen here, then this is going to happen here, then this is going to happen here. Each one is different, progression is different, and so people don't always know what's going to happen next. And so it's a challenge to be ready for the unpredictability of what's going to happen.
More participants, she says, are needed in the U of I College of Nursing study.
We are able to enroll families who are caring for people with any type of dementia, so it's not just Alzheimer's, for example. It can be any type.
Participants in the study fill out questionnaires and also use an iPad provided by the U of I to record and share videos with a team of dementia care experts. Each caregiver enrolled in the study is paid $225 for a three-month commitment. Alzheimer's disease is the sixth leading cause of death in Iowa, which ranks among the top five states for the percentage of people 65 and older. Iowans who are caring for a dementia patient in their home and want to participate in the study can contact Byler by email, and the address for that is located under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, or you can call 319-335-3488. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a call to the Sheriff's Department about a disturbance Wednesday afternoon near the Joslin Road and Old Mormon Bridge Road resulted in the arrest of a man on a warrant and additional charges. The Sheriff's Office reported Friday that a deputy dispatched to the area was informed a female was covered in mud and was seen walking through a field. She was being followed by an older Ford truck. When Deputy Josh Harker arrived on the scene, he made contact, the male and female, at the intersection of Pocomoke Lane and the Old Mormon Bridge. Both were inside a 1995 Ford F-250 pickup. The driver, 36-year-old Brett David Hauptman of Council Bluffs, was bleeding from an apparent cut on his nose and a cut below his left eye. The windshield of the truck appeared to have been recently broken as well. Dispatch advised the deputy that Hauptman had a warrant out of Pott County for failure to appear on a violation of compulsory education mediation agreement. He was arrested just before 3 p.m. on the warrant, violation of a no-contact order, and for driving while license denied or revoked. The 28-year-old female in the pickup was not charged and did not appear to have been injured. Authorities said in their report the woman was Hauptman's girlfriend. The Page County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a woman was involved in a rollover accident Wednesday afternoon but refused medical attention at the scene. Authorities say 67-year-old Terry Lee Crowley of Clarinda was driving a pickup westbound up a steep hill about 3 miles northeast of Clarinda when the vehicle went out of control. The pickup entered the north ditch and rolled onto its top. Damage was estimated at $2,000. That accident happened around 1 p.m. Wednesday. There were no citations issued, and the Page County Sheriff's Office said they were assisted at the scene by the Clarinda Ambulance Service and Clarinda Fire Department. A van and an SUV collided Friday afternoon in northwest Iowa's Cherokee County. The accident resulted in the drivers of both vehicles being transported to the hospital. According to the Iowa State Patrol, a 2007 Dodge Caravan, driven by 26-year-old Elizabeth Timmons, was traveling west on Highway 3 at around 3:15 p.m. when it crossed the center line of the road and sideswiped a 2013 Chevy Traverse SUV. The SUV was driven by 65-year-old Constance Mohn. Both women are from Cherokee. Following the impact, the van came to rest in the westbound lane and the SUV entered the south ditch. Both women were transported by ambulance to the Cherokee Medical Center for treatment of minor injuries. Timmons was charged with driving the wrong way on a two-lane highway. A new law that went into effect July 1st of last year requires newly issued weapon permit cards to be of uniform appearance, size, and content. The new cards became available January 2nd of this year, and the Union County Sheriff's Office reports persons with gun permits issued in Union County from July 1st of last year to December 31st have been printed using the new system and mailed to the Union County Sheriff's Office in Creston. Anyone issued a permit during the aforementioned time frame is welcome to bring their permit to the Sheriff's Office and switch it out for the new uniform card. This is not required because the permits that were issued are still valid and can be used until they expire. If you have any questions, you can contact the Union County Sheriff's Office during their regular business hours at 641-782-7322. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, investigators suspect drug trafficking is related to the fatal shooting of a man in Sioux City. Police say 26-year-old Javier Chiron died at a hospital Wednesday evening. Police say he was armed when they arrived there. No arrests have been reported in Chiron's slang, but a search of the home where police think Chiron was shot turned up stolen handguns and illegal drugs. Police subsequently arrested 60-year-old Liborio Martinez Rubio on drug and weapons charges. Authorities say Chiron's death was the first Sioux City homicide of the year. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office has taken a pledge to keep tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products out of the hands of Guthrie County youth. Known as iPledge, the program is a partnership with the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division, or ABD, to educate local retailers and to enforce Iowa's tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product laws. Since the program's inception in 2000, the statewide tobacco compliance rate has grown to 91%. And by participating in the program, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office says they have committed to do their part to increase the compliance rate even more this year. iPledge places emphasis on retailer training. Clerks who successfully complete an online training course and then pass an exam will become iPledge certified. And this allows the retail establishment to use an affirmative defense against a civil penalty if the certified clerk makes an illegal sale. Guthrie County Sheriff Marty Argenbright said in a statement, iPledge's retailer training is a great way for clerks to prepare themselves to refuse illegal tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor product sales. The training, he says, also assists retailers to ensure they maintain a compliant and responsible establishment. Argenbright noted also that deputies will be conducting compliance checks on local establishments as part of the iPledge program. Underage customers under the supervision of law enforcement will enter the establishments and attempt to buy tobacco, alternative nicotine, and/or vapor products, and clerks who make the illegal sale will be cited on the spot. Criminal penalties for selling those products to a minor include a $100 fine for the first offense, $250 for the second offense, and a $500 fine for the third or subsequent offense. However, handing out citations is not the intent of the program. Argenbright said, by partnering with the IBD, or ABD, I should say, we hope to educate clerks and maintain a compliant retail environment in our community. Moreover, he says, we pledge to keep tobacco, alternative nicotine, and vapor products out of the hands of Iowa's youth. Well, influenza levels continue to build in Iowa, and the Iowa Department of Public Health is confirming an additional 8 flu-related deaths. 5 of the deaths occurred in central Iowa and included 2 female older adults, ages 61 to 80, 2 elderly females who were over 81, and 1 elderly male. 2 of the deaths occurred in southwest Iowa, and both of those were elderly females. 1 death, an elderly male, occurred in eastern Iowa. 5 of the 8 individuals had an underlying health condition. Since October 1st, 14 influenza deaths have been reported in Iowa. The deaths have occurred in all regions of the state, and the average age was 85. The predominant flu strain this season is AH3N2, which typically causes serious illnesses, hospitalizations, and even death, particularly for those who are very young or old and those with weakened immune systems. Health officials urge residents to get a flu shot, as the viruses will likely be around for months. It's also important to contact your health care provider as soon as possible after the flu symptoms begin, especially if you are at high risk of complications and serious disease. And if you start on antiviral medications within a day or two of when your symptoms start, your risk of serious disease, hospitalization, and even death can be significantly reduced. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.